This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
We hope that by piloting this rural community bike hub, we'll engage with the community and find out what is really needed, what they need to get them to either get back on a bicycle, teach their children how to ride properly and safely, whatever the gap is, we hope to fill. And we hope that this project will not only be eligible to grow in years future, but also act as an example for other small rural communities to follow. And that's all I have to say.
With the sounds of applause and bicycle bells ringing out, the new Caboose Community Cycling Hub was officially opened in Halliburton recently, thanks to a $30,000 seed grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, support from Dysart et al., and the Rotary Club of Halliburton. The cycling club, the brainchild of the Friends of the Rail Trail, or FORT, will provide free programming to help more people of all ages enjoy cycling with greater confidence and safety. Pamela Marsales, project coordinator, is thrilled to see an idea that brings Halliburton's historic CN rail caboose out of retirement for the greater good of cycling enthusiasts.
The purpose of this hub is to be a meeting place, a resource center, a departure point for easy rides around the village pathways. It's a way to get more people cycling more often for more reasons, and it will cater to all ages and abilities. Ontario Trillium Foundation has different levels of grants, and the seed grants are for starter ideas. You know, you start small and then you grow it. So this seed grant is for $30,000 for 6 months to do this as a pilot project. If it's successful in meeting the objectives we set out in collaboration with the municipality, we can apply for a GROW grant for 2 years, and that would be year-round for 2 years. There's no shortage of ideas, and I know there will be no shortage of volunteer energy and enthusiasm to help bring these to life, because I just got it started. But now it is called a community bike hub because it will welcome experienced cyclists, people who just like the idea, people who are interested in railway history and are thrilled that the caboose is put to new purpose. There are so many touch points that people could have with this project.
Halliburton Kawartha Lakes Brock MPP Lori Scott attended the opening ceremony and congratulated FORT for its creative vision in launching the Caboose Cycling Hub initiative.
We love seeing the synergies come together in the community. So you have the township, you have the Friends of the Rail Trail and Rotary all coming together, and trails will expand. I mean, it really epitomizes Halliburton, what it is now.
The historical tie-in with the caboose and the collaboration of many like-minded people are the reasons Pat Casey, Ward 1 councillor for Dysart et al., put his full support behind the project.
It being a Trillium grant, and a lot of oars in the water to get it here, but it works. And to me, it just shows, you know, when everybody gets together with the same mindset, there's a lot of forward and positive momentum to get it here, you know. It's energizing to have that those type of people and mentality around you, because it's full steam ahead. The problem is, if you get people that don't share the same vision, then it's like anchors in the water when you're trying to get something done, and then people lose heart and they kind of back out. Next thing you know, the puzzle pieces don't come together at all. So anyway, it's all great stuff, and that speaks to the character of the community on that note.
Irv Handler from the Rotary Club of Halliburton says the Community Cycling Hub is the next logical step to the free bike rental program his club has had on offer at the caboose for the last 4 years.
Pamela approached us and said she's putting in a bike hub, so it's just a natural fit. So the bike hub next to these free bike shares are really going to boost the community. It's going to boost the bike rental. It's going to boost the hub. So it's just a win-win for everybody.
For more information, contact Pamela Marsales at 705-457-4667 or email her at caboosebikehub@gmail.com. County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.